Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo, siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos. Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I hope you had a good weekend with your family and friends. I'm going to start the show like I always do, with a little bit of motivation and food for thought. Everybody don't have the same circumstances. Everybody's story is not the same. So just don't give up or give out or let go of your dreams, hope, or whatever you're trying to do. I know it's easy to throw in the towel, but failure is not an option. You have to be motivated because think about this. Some people don't have feet. And if you got your feet, some people don't have legs. But if you got your legs and your feet,
don't have hands or arms. So if you're blessed to have your hands, your arms, your legs, and your feet, you're in a good state of mind and you're in good health. You might not have the best of everything that you want, but as long as you got good health, there's always a hope and a way. So please don't be discouraged because somebody else might be in a worse situation than you. You might not have the car that you want, but somebody don't have a car. They're still taking the bus and will be glad for the car that you have. See, we sit around, we whine and complain about what we don't have. We should be grateful for what we do have. I know your job might not be the best job in the world, but some people still looking for work with education and can't get a job to match what they're worth and their job experience. So everybody looking on the other side and thinking the grass is greener, it might not be the job you want, but it's a job that gives you a check. Think about this. You could have children that depend on you and you don't have a job. See, everybody's situation is always not the same. So it's up to you to get up and feel pity and something about your life. You can't always blame you always can't blame somebody else. You can't blame the white man. You can't blame your parents. You can't blame your teachers. You have to put the blame somewhere because it's up to you to do better for yourself out your situation. So please note that every day is a struggle for everybody. It's just what you do with it. Either you can push it, you can sit in your little red wagon and cry, or you can push it, or you can pull it. But you're going to have to come up with a result and an answer. This has been your motivation at the beginning of the show. So sit back and enjoy the ride. It's going to be a great one. The subject, traps.
Ew. RD, Colombia.
I'd like to give a shout out to Ruby Wellington Jackson, Stacy, Jason, Jennifer, Shane, to my nieces and nephew. One of my nieces is on the weather. I hope she feels better. Things happen. People catch colds or whatever. So take care. Be good. If you want to be a guest caller, you can call them at 646-915-9934. Once again, that's 646-915-9934 to be a guest caller. If you have any questions or want to leave feedback or anything, email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. Thank you for enjoying and listening to Food for the Soul with Chef Moncrief Weldon, because it's going to be a great show as always. You might learn something.
Two for the soul menu, green garlic and oily, ball tacos, crepe, Greek chicken pasta, two for the soul dessert, Oreo truffles, two for the soul. Fair will leave you in the same place doing the same thing with the same complaints. Courage allows for growth and changes to occur with the gift you receive from free from birth. That. I hope you did. Thank you.
Ew. RD. Colombia.
Hey, what's up? I'm going to start at the show to address my young people. I was reading on the news that in Orangeburg County, South Carolina, but it's been on the news about candy laced with marijuana or whatever. I know sometimes you might joke about it, like weed brownies or whatever, but can I tell you a little secret? You might think it's cute getting high, smoking weed, popping pills, doing ecstasy, doing anything that you think you can do because you think I'm young, I got my life ahead of me. But can I tell you a little secret? It's a trap. You might think I can handle it now because I'm young, I'm invincible, but how about this? How about if you become addicted? Nobody plans to be a crackhead at 30. It didn't happen overnight. It happened through time. What I'm saying is you might think, oh, I'm just having a good time. It's all for grins and smiles and acting goofy. But there's a lot of young people that got addiction problems at an early age. Now, how do you feel you 15, 16, 17, 18 years old addicted to drugs? That's not normal. I know you think that ain't going to happen to me, and that's the problem with a lot of people. It won't happen to me. But how about if it do happen to you? What would you do? For example, last weekend, a young single mother, 27 years old, lost her life at a club. She went into altercation, started shooting, and she was running away and got shot in the back. She didn't plan to die that night. Her brothers and sister didn't plan for her to die that night. What I'm saying is, don't have the attitude that it won't happen to me, but how about if it do happen to you? Did her family expect her not to come back home that night? No. Did the dude that did the shooting, did he think he was going to get arrested this Tuesday for murder and discharging a weapon? No. See, what I'm saying is traps. Everything can be a trap. So if you got somebody telling you the right advice and how to do it right, listen, because they know better. They're trying to steer you out of a trap. Because sometimes a trap can make you lose your life. A trap can get you in prison. A trap can get you strung out on drugs. So what are you willing to do? Spend all your time fighting a dick when all you have to do is say no in the beginning? Is that prayer? You got a whole life ahead of you, but you're going to throw it away for a feel-good moment. And that's all it is, a feel-good moment at the time. Girls, young girls out there, I know you go through the change and your friends and you talk about having sex or intercourse or whatever, and you think, oh, it's a feel-good moment. It's good. I like it. But what happens if you become a teen mom at 16, 17 years old? While your friend's trying to plan to go to the prom, filling out paperwork to go to college or go in the military, plan their future, you start having a baby. And then guess what happens? If your process don't change, then you become pregnant again in your 20s. Now you got two kids by two different people at a young age. Falling more and more into poverty because guess what? You didn't have a plan. You might say, oh, that won't happen to me. But if any teenager that got pregnant, did they thought the same thing? They thought they were not going to get caught. A lot of people think they don't get caught. If you go to the prison right now, any prison, woman or female, across the whole 50 states, ask every inmate, did you plan to get caught? Did you know you were going to end up in here? Did you know you were going to get this amount of time? Did you then think about that? And they're all going to tell you no, because you know why? They got caught up in the moment, and it was a trap. See, trust gets sprung every day by us, because sometimes we might not know the information or know the knowledge, but traps are traps. They can be financial traps. They can be, like I said, drug addiction traps, relationship traps. You date somebody because they say all the right things, all the right at all the right times, take you to all the right places, buy you the good stuff, show you around, and they're cutting you behind at night. Trap. You might think, oh, it's love. He treated me so well. It's a trap. Don't get caught up in a trap. Traps happen to a lot of people. But you know, how did it get so bad?
Ew. RD, Colombia.
One thing about financial traps, I know we all got student loans, most of us, and we thought when we were going to graduate from college, we were going to get a good job and pay this money back, and everything was going to be okay. But $47,000, $100,000 later, or $150,000 later, you realize you got all the degrees, but you don't got a job to pay you any money. That's a trap. When you get a car that you can't afford, that's a financial trap. When the interest rate is 10%, 15%, sometimes 20%, that's a trap. You might not think so, but it is. How about this? For your house owners out there, you're bragging about, thank God I got a house. And then you get a card into a flex account, a flex market thing, where the house payment flex, and they go up the triple amount of payment, and you can't afford it because you barely afford the first payment with no money down. That's a trap. People fall in traps all the time, and not realize they're falling in traps. And I tell people this all the time, think about what I'm trying to say to you. You go out there, you get loans to go to college. You owe back, what, $80,000? Then you go out there, you get a house, $150,000. Now you go out there and get a brand new car, $30,000. Now let's do the math on how much you owe. 80 plus 150 plus 30. $260,000. You are in $250,000 worth of debt, and you're only making $30,000, $40,000 a year. You owe over $260,000 in debt. So who are you better than? You're in a financial trap. You're struggling. You're drowning. You cannot come out of $260,000 just like that. Good God, that's a lot of money. That's $250,000. But a lot of people don't see it like that because, you know what, pride and self. I look good in my brand new car. Mm-hmm. I got my master's degree. Mm-hmm. I got this nice two-story house in the nice suburbs. Mm-hmm. Traps. Now, guess what? You want a relationship. But now you try to meet somebody like you. So now 260 times 2, I don't know the math on that, but I can figure it out with a calculator. If you meet somebody else just like you that owes $260,000 times 2, that's $520,000. Oh, Jesus, that's a lot of money. Good God, that's a lot of debt. But everybody don't understand about this trap because guess what? As black Americans, or as Americans, we've been taught to go to college to get a better education, to get a better job. But lo and behold, nobody told you that you might not get that job. So what do you do? After you've been out of school so long, guess what? You got to pay that money back. It's a trap. I mean, not a trap. I think I owe $40,000 back to the government right now. I thought Charles was going to have a good job making good money, but guess what? I fall for the okie doke. Yours truly. Chef and Mon Clinton by the way, food for the soul. It's all a trap. I mean, I'm not bragging about it, but I'm just letting you know that drug addiction is a trap. Overeating is a trap. There's so many traps out there and people fall for them every day, hook, line, and sinker. Hey, dude. Man, I got this killer weed, man. You got to try this. But your friends didn't tell you that they laced it with crack cocaine. And now you wonder why you 25 and a cut hand. It happens to more than you think. So don't get it twisted. That won't happen to me. You're lying to yourself because it didn't happen to so many people. How many people you think got hooked on methamphetamine, PCP, ecstasy pills, that kind of pill, this kind of pill? Some people even take heart pills to get high. I'm not lying. It's all about the high state. But guess what? You're destroying your body in the process because of a trap. Is trust really that good? No. Can we not get in the trap? Sometimes. Do we get in the trap without knowing? Sometimes. Knowledge is power. Information is the key to make a good decision. Do you want to make a mistake out of anger with a gun, kill somebody, an innocent bystander, a single mother, and now you're in front of the judge, you're looking for bond, can't get bond, you got to try to get a lawyer, you're trying to fight this thing, and you face a life in prison for one mistake, 5 minutes of anger, you're fighting for your life, and somebody lost their life? That happens to so many people. Look at the numbers. The numbers do not lie. The numbers can't lie. They are not lying. Don't you know they're building prison according to third grade statistics? You might say, really? I did not know that. Yes, really. If your child cannot read on the proper level by the third grade, they will end up in prison. Because guess what? The higher you go in school, the harder the lessons get. If you're in fourth grade, you're doing fifth grade work. You're in fifth grade, you're doing sixth grade work. If you're in sixth grade, you're doing seventh grade work. So forth and so on. But guess what? People don't get it. It's a trap. Being a single mama is a trap. It wasn't designed for you to be a single parent. I mean, sometimes your spouse might die, that happens. But when you got 2, 3, 4, and 5 baby daddies, now how in the world did this happen? The first one, everybody entitled for that first one. Everybody make a boo-boo. Everybody make a mistake or a what-if moment. Or, you know what I'm saying, everybody get caught up. So two baby daddy, or two baby mama, or three baby mama. And ladies, can I ask a question? If you need to do it with three baby mamas, now, I ain't saying that he might can't take care of all of these three kids. But I'm just saying, if he got a regular job and he's going to take care of three kids himself, and then you're going to mess with him, you know how much foolery you get yourself into? Now, three kids, think about this, three kids, 1, 2, 3, him, that's 4, you, that's 5, if you get pregnant, that's 6, boom. I'm not saying I'm a math musician or a math nutrition or a math whatever or an accountant or astrologist or any of that good stuff. 6 people in one shape. 6 people in one shape. Boy, how the world does that work? 6 people in one shape? Good God. Who ain't off of me is coming with one shape with one knee? So now you got 6 people in one check and you think it's going to work? Now you got 6 people in one shape. One check every 2 weeks, or bi-weekly every 2 weeks, or every week. That's 4 checks. With this one check, you got to take care of 6 people. Okay. You got to pay rent or mortgage. Got to pay a light bill, car insurance, cell phone bill, internet bill, cable bill, and food. If you went to the store ready with a bag of apples, stuff like, good God, $8. I'm just being honest. Good grief, milk like $5. Cereal, $4 a box. Chicken, priceless. Hot sauce, $2. I'm just saying, man. You might think I'm talking about your situation, but I'm not. I'm not putting anybody down because we all make mistakes. But the thing is, you learn from your mistakes and you move forward. That's all you can do. Move forward. Don't make the same mistake over. Don't make the same mistake your grandmama did, your granddaddy did, your mama did, your daddy did, your brother did, your sister did. Learn from their mistakes and be try to have a perfect life. I mean, I'm not going to say you're going to fall, but learn from people that mistake and they boo-boo. The thing is, you want to dodge obstacles to forget where you got to go and not start back over like in Monopoly. In Monopoly, when you start back over, you do get $200 when you pass gone. That's what it's called. In real life, you don't collect $200. You might get a bill for $200, but you won't get $200. The devil is a lie. What I'm saying is, people, we got to help each other out. We got to, the kids now, all they want to do is wear Jordans, iPhones, laptops, Xbox 5, PlayStation 10. Is there a PlayStation 10 out? I don't know. But I'm just saying, we're caught up in the hype of celebrity news, learning the new rap song, but only paying attention to life. Life is passing you by, and you not even know it. You 10, now you're 20, now you're 30, now you're 40, now you're 50, now you're 60. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Real talk. It's hard out here for a pimp trying to get this money for this rent. It's hard.
Ew. RD. Colombia.
Cuando no la...
Yo, the reason why I'm passionate about this topic, people don't understand that there's traps set out there every day for you to fall, to fail. You can't blame the police officer. You can't blame the racist. Sometimes the blame falls on you. Like, for example, you know your license ain't straight. You got marijuana in your car. You got a gun in your unregistered gun in your car with a body on it. You got gang tattoos, car stolen. Police pull you over. You go to jail. You face any charges. What are you going to do? The lawyer going to get his money. The judge going to get his money, and the prison sure going to get their money. But what are you going to get? Time. You might not kill nobody, but the gun hot, the car hot, you hot. You all the way wrong. And three wrongs don't make no right. So when you go before the judge, how can you explain? How can you make up an excuse? And your mama been trying to take you to church, take you to Sunday school, your mama praying over you, granddaddy praying over you, auntie talking to your hard head behind self, you got all the answers. Now you're in front of a judge. It don't matter if it's a white judge, black judge, or Mexican judge. They all got guidelines to go by. So now here you are in front of the judge with all the stuff on you. Possession of illegal drugs. Attempt to distribute. A hot gun. With a murder, with a body on it, that's a murder. That means somebody's been killed with that gun. So we can link it back to a homicide. The car is stolen. Now the judge looks at you and asks you, how do you want to plead? What do you say? Not guilty? Really? I mean, no, you had a good night. You felt good about yourself. You felt hot in your tail. But now, guess what? A police officer pulled you over. It's got all the stuff on you, nerve it right. And then you're behind your child support. Now you're sitting in front of a judge and your lawyer, probably a public defender because you can't afford a real lawyer. The judge look at you. They can't really link you to the murder, but you got caught with the weapon and you got a stolen car and the distributor in charge. The judge look at you and say, young man, you got 15 years. 15 years to file for each offense. I'm just saying, it happens to more than you think. Ask any young brother or sister behind bars right now. Did they plan to sell dope? Did they plan to get hooked on dope? Did they plan not to see their mama again? Did they plan not to see their grandmama again? Did they plan not to kiss their auntie again? Did they plan to miss their baby birthday party? Seen the baby first step, first day of preschool, first day of kindergarten. Did these people plan these things out? No. They didn't plan anything out, but they fall into a trap. Man, y'all got to be careful out here. What you doing, dog? Ladies, women, men, boys, sisters, brothers, it don't matter who you are, what you are. It don't matter if you come from a rich neighborhood, poor neighborhood, middle-class neighborhood. Ain't nobody above being a crackhead. Ain't nobody above being addicted to pills. Ain't nobody above anything. Everybody get caught up at some point. Anybody can be a teen mom. It don't matter. If you're having sex, what you think gonna happen, Willis? I'm like, no, I know. It's ever gonna happen to me because I'm better than that. I know you better than that. I know you got the answers. I know you smart. You got all the moves. You quick. You can't get caught up. But what if you do get caught up being pregnant? What if you do get a drug charge? What if you do get a gun charge? What if you do kill somebody? Or how about somebody kill you? Ain't that the ultimate crisis? Losing your only life? I mean, this is not like a video game where you can just do over. There's no restart. There's no shift control or delete. There's no repower or reboot. Yo, I'm trying to tell you for real. Be careful out there. Don't get caught up in these traps. Overeating is a trap. A lot of people are overweight. Don't say because I'm skinny, I won't get caught up. But if somebody you know got sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, somebody you know fighting with cancer, man, I'm just telling you, don't get caught up and don't think you're better than the trap. Just listen to what your grandmama tell you. Listen to what your mama tell you. Listen to what your uncle tell you. Listen to what your brother tell you. Listen to what your sister tell you because you don't want to get caught up. You don't want to waste time in a trap going down a cycle that you don't have to do. I mean, I know you think you're smart and you know it all. It ain't going to happen to me. I'm better than that. But what if it happened to you? If you're going to be a guest calling 646-915-9934, once again, 646-915-9934. Next month is Abuse Week, month, abusive relationship. This is South Carolina, and a lot of women in South Carolina are dying in these relationships. I'm going to talk about that next time. So once again, just call in 646-915-9934. If you have any feedback, please email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. Peace, love, and know that love breaks all chains and bondage. Just listen a little bit. Don't be a know-it-all. Thank you for tuning in to the show. I hope you enjoy the show. I hope you stay out of trap. Don't let somebody wish for sweet nothing. Don't let somebody wish for sweet nothing in your ear and get you all track of your college education. Or your college education get you knocked up and leave you for somebody else. It happens to a lot of people. And I'm not throwing people under the bus. I'm talking a real life trap. And sometimes it takes you a lifetime to come out of a trap. Sometimes you can lose your life instantly in a trap. Just be blessed. Keep this in the food for the soul. Pass it on to your friends, your family. Remember, let break all the chains. Remember, this show's about knowledge, empowerment, making the right decision about life. And I'm not saying I'm so perfect, but I learned a lot in my 41 years of living. It's been a hell of a fight. But guess what, y'all? I'm still here. I'm keeping faith, keeping strong. Love all y'all. Be good. Keep loving the heart at all times. Be blessed. Peace. And remember, don't fall in the trap that's set for you. This is somebody that's trying to help you avoid this trap. Be good. This has been Food for the Soul with Chef Ramon Clayton Weldon.
Ew. RD. Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
gustan, mami.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to say here too. Yo, I ain't trying to make light of nobody's situation because I don't know nobody's situation. But you ask anybody with an STD, did they think it was ever going to get an STD? No, but it's a trap, man. I mean, I just thought about that. I cut the music off. It just came to me. Man, that stuff was for real, for real. Be careful out there. I know she might look good, and she might be good in, well, anyway, you know what I'm trying to say. And just be careful what you do out there with these ladies and these dudes. Be careful, man. Be look. This is about love, man. Bye.
Ew. RD. Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo.
Cuando no la llamo.
Siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos.
Ah, ah,
peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Ah, ah,
por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Ah,
nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Ah, ah,
por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.